Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Swab. You can find me online everywhere. My website is jrswab.com, and it has been revamped. It's actually now a blog. And the topic that we're talking about today is actually on there as a blog. I wrote this past weekend, and I want to talk about it now, because there's a lot of good reaction to this. I figured it'd be a good podcast to do. Also, I'm remaking and revamping the Hacker Culture podcast website, so that is a work in progress, but it can be found at hackerculture.us, and there's links to all kinds of good stuff there as well. So today, talking about RSS, and I'm rethinking it. I don't know what the word would be here, but I am really thinking that RSS is going to be, for those of us who are security-minded and don't want tailored news feeds and all this stuff, it's going to be the syndication of choice. It does stand for really simple syndication. I didn't put that in the post, but it does stand for that. And so what I have here is that, you know, after thinking about the current state of social media and the massed email lists, I thought about RSS because it's been around for a long time, and I think it's actually a better alternative for privacy. There's no data collection, or at least minimal, depending on what you're using to get the RSS feed. No feed manipulation, unless the user deletes an article that you want to read, but then it would still be in your feed otherwise. You don't need time for an email newsletter to use the RSS. It's like someone from the future went to the past and gave us the answer just to subscribing to creators without giving away every detail about ourselves and our lives. So the first part I said is little to no data collection, and this is, as far as I'm aware, there's no data collection being done with RSS. Now, if you have an application that's collecting data on you, then that application can have your data. But the RSS feeds themselves don't seem to have any mechanism or way to relay data back to a database or the website it comes from. Now, I don't know all the nuances of RSS, so if it does exist, let me know so we can let everybody else know as well. But I think it's highly unlikely that that is the case. So I do mention also in the post that there is a really good feed reader. If you're into free and open source software, something that's privacy respecting, I use Feeder. Feeder is an RSS feed. Obviously, you put in the website you want, and it looks for the RSS feed, and bam, you get it. You can find it on FDroid and on Google Play Store. There it is. It's on both places. In the post, I do mention that I don't know. I couldn't find it on Play Store, but someone pointed out that here's the link, and I was like, oh, why couldn't I find this? It was kind of strange, but it is on FDroid because it is open source. And this is the RSS reader that I use to subscribe, quote-unquote, to blogs that I like to keep tabs on. You can also use this to subscribe to this channel. This podcast has an RSS feed, which is linked on hackerculture.us if you want to grab that and put it into Feeder. That way you will be, you can have it there, and you can have a list of all of the ones, everyone that's ever been there, without having to go to like an iTunes or Google Play Music or Spotify, or even use the Anchor app. You can literally skip all of that and just use Feeder. Now, do keep in mind, though, with podcasts, it does, in order to listen to it, it will push you out to the website, the Anchor website, to listen to it, or the Anchor app. So do keep that in mind. That will happen. And you can also do the same thing with like YouTube videos, YouTube channels and stuff. You can subscribe to RSS. I actually tried it out. I went on YouTube. I went to the feeder, the reader app, and I typed in my YouTube channel, and it actually grabbed an RSS feed for my YouTube channel. I was like, well, that's pretty cool. I hear there is a way that you can make it so you can watch the videos right in the browser, but at the very least, it'll take you out to YouTube app or YouTube website to watch those videos. But you can have them, and then that is very, very important, because when you're subscribed to an RSS feed of some kind, and someone puts out a video on YouTube, you're gonna see that video. You don't have to subscribe on YouTube, press some silly bell, and hope that YouTube lets you see it. You get it, because it's reading the data from that person's website, from that person's account, and it's super awesome. The reason I use Feeder is because it's an open source software. It is free as well. Free as in freedom. It's also free as in beer. So, you know, if you're into that, you get it. If you're not into that, get it anyway, because it's a very privacy-respecting application, which is what we want to promote here on the show. And their pitch on F-Droid, I think it's also in the Google Play Store, the same thing. It says, Feeder is a fully free / Libre feed reader. It supports all comment feed formats, including JSON feed. It doesn't track you, doesn't require any setup, doesn't even need you to create an account. Just set up your feeds or import them from your old reader via OPML, then get on with syncing and reading. It's very easy to use. If you don't know if a site has RSS, all you have to do is put the site's address, the site's URL, into the search for feed option. So you click on the little menu button, you click add feed, and you type in the URL of the website you want to subscribe to. And if there's an RSS feed, it'll find it. It's pretty awesome. And this leads into no unwanted curation. So we know that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of the big name social networks that people post updates on when it comes to things that they're writing about or they created or whatever. We know these sites curate this content, and you might not see everything somebody does. Now, Instagram has been kind of like the last one to hold out, but I do think I've noticed some things that are messing with, because at least on a very basic level. So I'll be scrolling through Instagram, and I'll come across someone's pictures where it's a bunch of pictures in one. You can swipe around, and if I don't swipe through them all, when I come back on it, like Instagram later, I'll scroll through. That exact same bunch of photos is at the top of my list or near the top, but not the one that I already saw. It's like the next one in the list. So it's kind of sneaky, but they do that. But with RSS, you can take back control of all of this and not have to worry about curation of the content. Like, if you want to see all the content someone puts out, whether you're going to read it or not, or watch it or not, or look at it or not, doesn't matter. You should be able to see that, hey, this is an option for me to consume. And RSS lets you do that. You might be able to... I've not tried subscribing to Twitter feeds, Facebook feeds, Instagram feeds through RSS, but it's worth a try, especially with the feeder app, since you can just put in the URLs. If you put in, like, I don't know, if I want to try it for myself, I could do, like, twitter.com/jrswab, and it might pull in the data. So, I mean, if it does, that's awesome. Then you can you don't have to worry about, like, not seeing a tweet or having Twitter be like, no one can see this tweet. We're shadow banning this. No one can see it. Like, that's a thing, apparently. Another great thing is that you can have all of your updates in one place. So instead of having to open up the Twitter app to look through Twitter to see something you might like, or open up Instagram, or open up whatever apps there are out there, even Mastodon and Gab and all those other alternative sites. I did notice that I can't put in my Steam URL and get that as a feed, but maybe maybe I do something wrong there. But you can do this in RSS. So if you're like, oh, this person on Twitter is really interesting, but I don't want to make a Twitter account, or I don't want to, even use Twitter anymore because it's garbage, you could subscribe to that person through RSS, in theory. Again, I've not tried to use RSS on with Twitter, but it's possible. It works with YouTube. It could work with Twitter as well. And that's what's really cool. All the blogs you want to follow, all the video channels you want to follow, all the tweets, all the Instagrams, all the content you want to follow can be in a personalized feed just for you without having to worry about third-party apps. It'll be all in one place, which I'm actually going to try and do this today. I'm going to actually go through stuff that people on, like, Twitter that I actually want to know their content. Like, oh, this is a person I respect, and I really want to know what they're saying about, you know, whatever topic they talk about. Might see if it works on Twitter and Instagram, and I already work on YouTube, and I go through the whole gamut, and I see. Because if it's all in one place, that's pretty cool. And this, in theory, works in both centralized and decentralized applications. So, not in theory, it does work, as long as it's implemented. So, Steemit doesn't seem to have an RSS feed. I put in my steemit.com URL for my account, and nothing showed up. So I'm not sure why. I did try busy.org as well with my username. Nothing showed up again. So I don't know how that works, but they might not be I don't know how it works, but there's no RSS in those websites by default. So it won't work for every site, but it could work from it probably work for most sites, especially blogs out there. A lot of people are using WordPress, and WordPress by defaults to an XML RSS feed. I think it's always located at URL, let's say blog.com, like whatever the blog name is, .com/ feed.xml should be the exact feed you're looking for. If it doesn't show up, like I said, just put it into feeder. It'll find it for you. You can also try JSON feed dot whatever or atom.xml. There's a bunch of different ones you could use as well. But it's the RSS is very easy to implement. It just takes a little bit of PHP to generate these files for every user. So Steam and Busy could easily do this for their websites. They haven't. I know it's easy because I did it myself. I did it whenever Nebulous, my project actually had user accounts. I had this it would generate an RSS feed per user by default. Every time it was super easy. Hence it's called really simple syndication for a reason. And this allows us to be privacy minded. So if you are security and privacy focused like I am, you don't want to rely on these major social networks to show you everything from everyone you followed. Also, you don't want to feel obligated to sign up for everyone's email list either just because you like a single post they read, they wrote, correct? I mean, let's be serious. RSS feeds, which was created years ago, solve many issues with privacy that we see today. The big social networks tweak the data we see. Most email lists want your name, other data on top of all other on top of your email address, and it's kind of like, why do you need my name and birth number? And birth number, what is that? Birthday, why do you need all this nonsense? Don't bother with any of these. Just grab their XML, grab their feed XML, and just stick it in your app, or just search for it, and you'll probably find it. It's surprising how many sites have it that don't advertise it. So I'm advertising on my sites because I think it's very important that we support this old but good technology. It is a very useful technology, easy to implement technology, and it gives us much more freedom and privacy in what we choose to read and listen to and watch. So like I said before, you can easily find these. You can just go to a website. You can type slash feed. So it's / feed.xml, or you can try atom.xml or rss.xml, and you will probably find it. You might be surprised how easy it is to find these things. But if you do all of that, feeder makes it easy. Like I've said many times already, you just go to add new site, I think it's called add new feed actually. Type in the site URL, and it'll find the feed data for you. If it exists. If it doesn't exist, they'll say, hey, we can't find it. So that's all I'd say today about RSS. It's pretty awesome, I will say, for how long it's been around. It's been dormant. It's been dormant for a while. We're going to bring it back. Let's bring it back and make it something worthwhile. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. And working on a new website. I hope to see you guys there. We do have the XMPP server still live. There'll be a link on the website for you to join if you would like to chat with me or anybody else who's out there and wants to chat. Thinking about making a Discord channel, but I also don't want to because it's not fully open. It's not open source. They support open source, but they're not open source. Super confusing. But at the same time, I don't use 100% open source software because that's impossible for me, or at least right now. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me on any platform that I am on. Check out my new blog, jrswab.com. I'm doing all my blogging there, and I hope you guys will like it. So guys, until next time, stay nerdy.